On our road of life, we have forks. We've all taken paths, and we come to a fork in the road. I think that's a famous metaphor, right? What do you do when you hit the fork in the road?
Repair your flat tire.
You could say, God guided you. What about the wrong path? What if you took the wrong path? Well, that was your decision. Can you say you did not listen to God? I have come to many forks like this, and I think everyone here has. I now see that almost all my choices were guided by God. Sometimes he guided me, sometimes he used a 2x4. And I got to the right path, eventually. And at the end of each path, I believe that the blessings are immense. They're the treasure chests for us. Correction and blessings. But my focus today is on the piece called listening. So today I have three ways to listen to God better. Three ways to listen to God better. The first, give God your attention. You've got to give God your attention. Have you ever been so busy that you just forget or you don't pay attention? What happened was this week and many weeks, I noticed people around me and I see children talking to their parents. And their parents, in almost all cases, they don't listen to their children. The phone is the worst invention to mankind. The parent is on the phone sending a message, and you can see the child talking, and the parent is just blank on that screen, or just focusing on something else, or not paying attention, or they don't want to listen to their child. And that happened this week, and I'm like, the child is telling you about an accomplishment. You might want to just, you know, listen to, it's a great accomplishment. Oh, okay. The child was trying to tell about how the child was able to teach math class. I think the teacher was being very generous, but the point is, the child was excited. Parent did not listen. And you could tell the parent just didn't care. They were focused on something else. What about when you're driving? We've got some truck drivers in here at one time. We got some long-haul drivers. We got some feast goers that go everywhere for the feast, multiple feasts. We've got people that just drive, because everywhere in Texas, you have to drive miles to get anywhere, right? Have you ever been driving and you just lost track of something? And all of a sudden, you're like, whoa, what do? You immediately start paying attention to the road again. I know no one in here texts and drives, but I see people on the road. They're, and then when you honk at them or you get that mean face, I got the old man face. You know, they pay attention to the road, mostly because they're mad at you for correcting them, but that's beside the point. But they re-engage. And that's what we need to do with God. We need to re-engage God. Listen to God. Many are called, few choose, right? So we listen to God. Everyone here listened to God. And God called us. And we are here today. There's not many of us here today, are there? Just a handful of us. But we did listen to God. So that is beautiful. I have a story that was told to me, I think last week. It is remarkable. It is about listening. JWs do not listen to you. JWs talk to you. And a lot of times the way to rebut that is to say, well, you know, if you want to talk about God, that's great, but you listen to me, I listen to you. They don't do that. Most of the time that's enough to say, oh, okay, gracias, no. And they leave. But this woman, this girl, a very young girl, walked into a dentist's office. She is a JW. And there's these magazines in front. And one of those magazines was a Church of God magazine. And so she was flipping through it. And the dentist came out. And guess what? The dentist is a member in our church. And you know, here she goes into JW talk, right? well, this is wrong for that reason. Well, do you know Jesus? Do you know the true Jesus? And they went on and on. And then 3 days and three nights came up. And that's what the little magazine was. And they were talking and talking, and apparently her teeth were bad, so she had to go back to the dentist. And they talked more and more and more, and they started a conversation. And she went back to her JWs and said, hey, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that ain't three, you can't get 3 days out of that and three nights. And they're like, well, no, it's metaphorically speaking 3 days and three nights, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, but 3 days means Sunday's gone. You're on Monday. Anyhow, long story short, the woman went to her JWs and they couldn't answer the questions, and God called her. She listened. She truly listened. She became a member in our church and baptized a member of our church. And then all the JWs stopped listening to her because they disassociated themselves with her. And they banished her from communicating with any of the other JWs. But she listened and she took the path that God called her to. Man, I had goosebumps hearing that story. A lot of us have stories like that. And it is wonderful. So, point number one, God requires your attention. Point two, listen to your brothers and sisters in Christ. Well, how does that make you a better listener to God? Well, we are commanded to love one another. We must pray for one another. How can you pray for one another unless you listen to your brothers and sisters in Christ and understand them, to grow closer to them? How can you do it? Please turn to Acts 13. Acts 13. Acts 13. Acts 13. We'll just read real quickly. Acts 13, verse 16, please. Acts 13, verse 16. I could just picture this. Paul. Then Paul stood up and, motioning with his hand, said, men of Israel and you who fear God, listen. And then he went on to give them a story of the truth. And he gave it with power. But in the brothers and sisters in Christ, or the people that were being called or attempting to be called at that time, he told them to listen. He was telling them God's true way. What about the coming return of Jesus the Christ? Do you think people will automatically listen to you? Or do you think people will want you to listen to them? And we've already talked about how you have to be patient with them. And they've gone through traumatic events, and we need to be there for them and guide them towards God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. But they will need you to listen to them so you can correct them. And we'll get into that later, I would imagine, through messages that we receive during the different holy days. But the third and final is, acknowledge that you understand and do what you are told. Well, you have to acknowledge that God has talked to you and you listened, right? And then you have to do what God tells you to do. And the beauty of it is God always listens to you. And it says in the Bible numerous times that tell God everything. You tell him what you did right. You tell him what you did wrong. You tell him how thankful you are. We talk to God. That's why we don't use repetitive verses. I always picture talking to God, saying the same thing over and over in the exact same way, as rapid as you can. How is that a relationship? When someone talks to God like that, my father has done. I mean, how are you building a relationship on that? So I every time that I hear that, I think of the same thing. Like, wow, God's probably tired of hearing that. But Jesus said to them, please turn to John. John 8. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John 8. John 8, and if we could please pick it up in verse 42. John 8. in verse 42, and Jesus said to them, "If God were with, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my words." To my words. So that we know that people of this world, they can't listen. They can't listen to God the Father. But everyone in here can. We can. So we must talk to God. We must acknowledge God. Because God is talking to us, and he will talk to us. God will tell us what to do through the power of the Holy Spirit. What happens when you listen, but you not listen? Well, that would be what happens at the introduction, the 2x4. If you don't acknowledge God, you forget what you are focused on. I can't tell you how many times that I stop listening and I lose track, complete track of thought. So, in conclusion, Trumpets is Monday. Can you believe it? Trumpets is Monday. That means the Feast of Tabernacles is 2 weeks away, about. We listened to God. We must continue to give God our full attention. We must constantly focus on God. God commands us to love one another, and we are to pray for one another. So how else are you going to build a relationship with your spiritual brother or sister? And finally, we must do what God tells us. We heard God's call to us. Let us now improve our listening and put our focus on the Lord God, our Father.